I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a brand new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
When it's time to unplug, check out WUNC Music.
Let it roll, let it crash down low.
We've got music worth discovering, locally curated to brighten your day.
And your love is growing cold.
WUNC Music, now featuring NPR's World Cafe weeknights at 10. Listen on your smart speaker or at WUNC.org.
All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song that they think says something about North Carolina. One of the most downloaded episodes in our series was the show where our youth reporters took over. They all came in and chose songs that spoke to them. Emma Pollard is a senior at Northwood High School. She chose Die Young by Sylvan Esso.
It's like a sad song with a really poppy beat, which is really unique.
I was gonna die young.
I chose this song because I think it relates to North Carolina for a very personal reason, because Sylvan Esso was the first concert I ever went to when I moved to North Carolina, with like my first two kind of real friends that I've made here. So it was just really cool seeing it live, and she like lives here, so it was her home concert, which was really cool.
I could have missed it.
The band is singer Amelia Meath and producer Nick Sanborn. This song was big for them. It's been played on Spotify 35 million times. The video is up over 3 million views.
I don't think there's like a real way to label it. It's music you could dance to. It's electronic.
That's Fess, the artist formerly known as Professor Tune and local organizer of the Durham Hip Hop Summit.
The way Amelia plays with her voice, you almost forget that she's like kind of kicking against the bricks low-key, you know what I mean, because it's so sweet.
I had an old plan that before you met me was gonna leave early and so swiftly, maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine, people would weep how tragic so early.
This song was one of the singles off the band's Grammy-nominated album, What Now? Sylvan Esso has been one of those true genre-jumping bands. They're beloved by the indie pop world. Singer Amelia Meath is a part of the largely a cappella folk group Mountain Man, and producer Nick Sanborn's work is highly respected in the world of hip-hop and sample-based music. Fess says he loves this song because it speaks to him personally and is a kind of biographical marker for him.
And that's why I was like, yo, this song is crazy.
But it's also an incredible piece of production. Nick Sanborn works in surprises throughout to keep the listener on edge.
I was gonna die young.
Where the usual like bass drop is supposed to happen, the big build up, the crescendo is the quiet. Is the whisper that Amelia is singing in that moment.
I was a firecracker, baby, with something to prove. Now I gotta contend with the living blues. I could have missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die.
Fess says he's tried to write about Nick's production, but says that's nearly impossible. He says the best way to understand Nick's production and song structure is to go see the band live and watch Nick dance.
His production is exactly the way he moves. Me and a couple of the rap homies who like Law, and then maybe I know Clint will sit, like we'll just sit and mimic Nick's weird dance. Cause when he really get in his zone, like right at the moment that he zones out, it's like he starts doing this creeping, like milling, like building snake spine dance. I don't know how to explain it. His dance is the only way I can explain his production.
I was gonna die young.
While Nick has this incredibly complex musical structure, Amelia Meath sings on top of it in a way that feels like a sweet pop song, but again, there's an edge to it.
Like Sylvan, is like some political things in there that they, it's like subtly touched on or whatever, but you get lost in Amelia's voice that you sing. Is actually kind of smart if you think about it. It's kind of tricky. It's like, yo, I'm singing this, it has this meaning, but I'm just lost in the vibe too.
Sylvan Esso is out playing a handful of shows this month. They played Los Angeles, New York, Nashville, and then are back home in Durham for two shows at DPAC on November 22nd and 23rd. This episode of the Songs We Love podcast is part of our Come Here and See series. It's being produced in collaboration with the State Arts Council. You can find more episodes in the series at WUNCmusic.org, on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, our friend Dom Flemons, the American songster, is back to talk us through an incredibly adventurous version of the song Shady Grove.
Oh, Shady Grove, my own true love.
The version Dom picked out for us is by Taj Mahal.
Shady Grove, my darling.
Taj Mahal's version of Shady Grove is almost like an evocation where the melody is implied and Taj is touching upon it at first, but by the time we get deep into this groove, they go way beyond just a Shady Grove like you would hear from Doc Watson.
Oh, peaches in the summertime, baby, apples in the
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time on the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast. There are new stories every week. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.